Secretary Rust on 9-1.
Going Panama.
Well, we'll probably hear about the talk with Charlie. I haven't heard about that at the moment. But I think we sit tight on the Peace Committee's statement. It's possible that some of the left-wingers will try to force Charlie's hand, but I think we've gone about as far as we can go at this point. And I think he'll find a way to swing around and not cause too much trouble.
Now tonight, I want you to work pretty hard on that 4 or 5 minute statement. We've got to keep it short because we've got so many of them, and I don't want them to think we're propagandizing them.
Right.
I want it as near as I can, a real duplicate of what you said the other day at the labor management executive thing. But I would think that you ought to point out that we're really tops in this world, that people think a lot of us, and that we're getting along fine in these following points. Then on the other side, we have these problems. We have Vietnam. We have Korea still. We have China still. I mean, Republic of China, things we have to carry. We have a lot of these other things that haven't solved. We've had these things from Russia, but that doesn't mean that we... you got Goldwater's there and Russell's there, and that doesn't mean that you got peace in our time at all. It just means that the thing that you insist on all the time, don't have any illusions now that we've won a race. But I think kind of give both sides of it, but conclude by saying if you just had to buy a ticket of citizenship anywhere in the world today, you just can't find anything, and that the good deal of it's the responsibility of the Congress. And while you are not there to pat them on the back, that you do want to say, so far as defense is concerned, with Senator Russell and with Senator Sollenstahl, and as far as foreign relations concerned, with Senator Fulbright and Senator Aiken, that if you'd have picked your own people, you couldn't have found anybody to be more just.
Right.
Something of that type, so that they're in on it a little bit. And we do have separate divisions, but that doesn't mean that we have to slice each other up. And
I'm spending the afternoon with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, by the way.
Good.
Well, I'll try to do some work on that. Well, I'll do my best tonight,
now,
Mr. President.
What about, I'm ready to call Carl Rowan in here.
Well, I was going to mention that next. I think that if you had a good talk with Don Wilson, to be sure that he understands and will continue to serve at least through the election, that could be important. I think that if you bring in Carl and Don leaves, that could upset the situation rather considerably over there. It'd be hard for Carl Rowan to get off to a good start.
What are Carl's weaknesses between the two of us?
Well, I think really the only principal weakness that I would say is that he has not carried that heavy a responsibility before for administration and the management and leadership of a large organization. I think perhaps in terms of sheer intellectual ability that he is A or A minus. I think he's not A plus. But on the other hand, I've checked around 3 or 4 people here that I have great confidence in about his capacities and whether he is he's been thrown into distortion by being a Negro under things that happens to Negroes in this country, and all this checks out very well. In other words, I think we can give him the help he needs to get the job done, and I think there's some very interesting appealing aspects to it.
Well, now what do I do though? I go talk to Don Wilson. He wants the job. And he's not going to, they tell me, if Carl's brought in and he won't leave, he's not going to point up the fact he won't work under a Negro. He's happy where he is, but I don't know about my consulting him about it, because he'd like to have it himself.
Well,
and I don't want to leave the impression that he's not qualified for it. But I thought if I just, I think what you ought to do maybe this afternoon, I want to talk to one or two, I want to see what the Negroes say about it. And then I think maybe we ought to get Carl to fly in here over the weekend.
You might want to also to have a quiet word with Senator McClellan.
Yeah, I've talked to Senator Elder about it.
Yeah, well, I think McClellan might be a key man because on the appropriation side, he's...
I've talked to Johnny Rooney, though, and he tells me that he'll build him up and take care of him, and by God, they'll have to do it in conference.
Yeah.
And it's hard for McClellan to recommend a Negro.
Now, if you...
You follow me?
Yes, right. If you take... if you prefer not to have a direct talk with Don Wilson, I could see him, or someone like Ralph Dungan could see him and talk to him a little about it. But what we need is a commitment from Don Wilson to stay on at least through the election, if you proceed with
it. What kind of man is Sorensen over there?
Oh, I think Sorensen is...
I asked Sorensen if his brother would stay, and he said, hell yes, he'd stay. And I said, Don Wilson stay? And he said, of course.
Well,
I don't know what he knows about it.
No, I think that Don is the problem. Sorensen will stay, and Sorensen is a career government man, and he's not...
He's not in Ted's class, is he?
I wouldn't put him quite there, but he's been a pretty good man.
Are you going to keep this fellow Martin to do some writing for me, the ambassador to the Dominican Republic?
Well, we can certainly work that out. I haven't heard of that.
Well, I just think that we let him, he's resigning, and I think I'll just tell him we need him as special assistant to you and me and to prepare some stuff for us. It's extremely important to see if you can't keep him.
Well, let me get hold of him and see what he thinks about that.
Just as a special assistant somewhere.
Right. Okay. All right, sir.